Yeah, so today I want to talk to you about gaining the world and losing your soul. I just showed you that video where I was walking through this expensive, expensive RV place where people are buying all these big, expensive, some of them million-dollar RVs. I want to read you the words of Jesus Christ and then talk about it. Matthew 16:26. For what is a man profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Yeah, let's talk about that today. So when I'm out street preaching, I use like rich men like Elon Musk. He used to be the richest guy in the world, because everybody thinks, oh, that's the epitome of life. Boy, if you had all the money in the world, you'd be happy and you'd have no problems. But I like to use Elon Musk because Elon Musk is going to die. He has no more time than you and I. Another rich man, Warren Buffett, once said, I can buy anything I want except time. He's an old man. He's like 90. Can't buy time. So I like to use these rich men because that's what the world esteems highly. They lift them up. But God abhors that when you love riches more than you love the truth of God, like the rich man who came to Jesus, right? And he went away sad because he wouldn't give up all of his things. It's nothing sinful about having money. Money's not evil. It's the love of money is the root of all evil, it tells us in the book of Timothy. So I like to use like Elon Musk. And what did Jesus say? He said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? So when you look at all the fancy things people buy, big homes, big RVs, what they seek after. Now, it's easy to pin the movie stars and the mega rich people and go, yeah, look at them. What about the average American? Most Americans say, oh, if I could win $1 million, I'd be happy. Many of them are striving to fill up their 401k so I have enough so I'll be totally comfortable. Many of them are saying, if I can get that education and that career job I want, I'm set with a big salary. Other people, it's lower standards. Oh, if I just had $10,000 in the bank, then I'm going to be happy. Or if I had the car I want, or the person I want to marry, or if I had the look I want, I'm pumping weights to look a certain way. And so I wanted to talk about, after I showed that video of all those fancy RVs, what are you trading in this life that will not gain you eternal life? And what I want to offer to you is, it could be careers, it could be big fancy things like RVs and homes, it could be 401ks, it could be relationships, it could be sin. Think about this, neighbor, saints, seekers, if you're listening. Sin. When you live in willful sin, I'm talking to believers here, and you keep sinning when you know it's against God, Christ's blood doesn't cover you, Hebrews 10:26, you are trading your eternal soul for the pleasures of sin. I'm right next to a big highway. Hopefully you can hear me. You are trading the pleasures of this world for sin. That's what you're doing. And so it doesn't have to be a big motorhome. It doesn't have to be the richest man in the world. It doesn't have to be $1 million. You could be looking at porn. You could be worldly, watching the movies and flesh and carnality, things of the world and sports. You could be political with your hope is in Trump or Biden or independence or whoever you're going for. What are you trading your soul for in this life? Really ponder that, take stock of that. Don't think it's only rich people that are trading their souls. Don't think it's only famous people that have sold. We hear this a lot. Oh, the Hollywood people have sold their souls to the devil. Well, that may be true in some cases. What have you traded your soul for? Because if you're believing the lie that you can live like the world, you can live outside of Christ and the biblical gospel, faith in his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to turn towards him in all your ways, born from above by the Spirit of God, walking in holiness and obedience, and then striving in endurance till the end. If you've traded that for anything in your life, whatever in your life is before that gospel and Christ that I just preached to you, you are the man who will not profit anything from this world and will lose his soul. I wanted to go back to that scripture verse. Do you notice how it ends? So he says, for what is a man profit? He shall gain the whole world and lose his soul. Elon Musk gonna lose everything he's got. Gonna die, he's gonna perish if he doesn't repent. Look what Jesus says. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So I wanna ask you a question. You die, It's in judgment day. You're standing at the judgment seat. And it's going to be, well done, good and faithful servant. You knew my son, enter in, or away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. If you're the away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, what are you going to offer God? Your RV? Your fame? Your 401k? Your relationships? Your porn that you traded his kingdom for? Your lust for the NFL and Super Bowls and your hobby and your muscle workouts? Your pride, your vanity, your hair shown off, your body in skin-tight clothes and massive harlotry? What are you going to trade on that day when you stand before God? That's the bad news. I always tell people the gospel means good news, but it's not good news for you all. The only good news is if you repent and come to the gospel. The bad news is God's going to say none of that. Don't offer me Elon Musk's billions. Don't offer me fame. Don't offer me accomplishments, careers, and titles, and doctor's titles, and reverence titles, all this foolishness. God's going to say there's only one thing that stands in the gap for the sin of man, and that's the perfect work and the blood of my son, Jesus Christ. And if you would have traded your life to know him, follow him, serve him, and surrendered everything else, hey, God might have let you keep your money, and you could have used it for his glory. He doesn't always take it. But he won't let you live in your puffed up, your pride, your vanity, your pompous ways, your materialism, your selfism, your rebellion. He won't let you live in that. What are you going to trade? Well, the answer is you can't trade anything on that day. Your soul is going to be taken. You're going to end up in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. And my prayer for my neighbors and everyone around me, who's everyone in the world, that you only die once, not twice. Let's talk about that. The Bible talks about the second death. We're all going to die once unless you're alive when he returns and parts the clouds. Most everyone's going to die once. Then there's the second death where there's going to be a judgment. And that second death is going to be far, far worse. If you think death is bad, the second death where he sends you into the pit and the lake of fire, which is reserved for the devil and his minions and his demons. And then man is going to end up in the same place. So ponder that. What does it profit you to gain the whole world? Whatever your goals and motives are in this life, you know, before I came to Christ, I had a bunch of high, lofty goals. I came to Christ and I still had some material things, and I realized that none of that means anything, and I sold everything I owned, including my beloved homestead. And people said, wow, you're crazy. You're selling your homestead to go out in this wicked world. You have nothing in this world but your van now. And I said, you know what? I got to give it all up anyway. I came to the realization that I got to give up everything one day anyway. Why would I not give it up now and use all my time for the kingdom of God? Versus sitting in luxury, comfort, not luxury, on an off-grid homestead, comfort, peace, and safety. My peace and safety will come one day when I'm with my Lord. I have peace right now in my heart. I have inner joy and calm from the Holy Spirit. So I'm kind of rambling on here, but ponder that. What are you trading your soul for? And then what will you give in exchange to God? If you go outside of Christ in that gospel, he don't want your religiosity. He don't want your Sunday building worship. He don't want your emotional music. He don't want your 10-minute prayer thing in the morning. All right? Nothing wrong with prayer in the morning. But if you're not dedicated, God says, I require obedience over sacrifice. You know, if I would have sold my homestead and then went and lived a worldly life and said, well, I sold it for you, God. God doesn't care about that. He don't care about that. I might as well have kept it and enjoyed it and lived my worldly life and go to hell. No, God requires obedience. So we sacrifice our time, our life, our resources, and then we obey God. Read about that in 1 Samuel 15. And I want you today to go ponder, what are you trading your soul for? Elon Musk is trading his soul for fame and riches and billions, material things. What are you trading your soul for? Reputation? Fellowship with false people? Pride and vanity? Go ponder that, neighbor. Ask yourself, what are you going to exchange your soul for on Judgment Day? The only thing that will do, nothing saves but the blood of Christ and being born of him. The fruit you're born of him is your striving in holiness and obedience in all your ways. You've lost this life. This is what Jesus is aiming at. You've lost your life to find it in Christ. I preach it all the time in the streets. People at these events, and they're there seeking and gaining what this world offers them. They have not lost their life in Christ. I encourage you. Go read Matthew 10. You're going to be hated. He's come to divide. He's asked you to lose your life. Are you willing to lose this life so that on that day of judgment, you won't have to worry about saying, well, what did I profit? You're going to say, you know what? I'm gaining eternal life with the one who created me. He created you for his glory. What are you doing with your life to return that back to him in how you live, how you act, how you talk, how you dress, how you spend your money, who you associate with, what you preach, where you go, what you do? I hope that quickens you today to repent and obey the gospel. I love you all. We got to get down the gospel road. Go ponder all of that. Cry out to God. And then do works. Meet worthy for repentance. Till next time, the Lord lets me come. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.